Moscow Culture 4, Exercise 1, page 85.
Jane's Travel Blog. Journey to Christmas 2016-2017. I have been to a lot of places, but my favourite one is Moscow. The Russian capital is the best city to celebrate New Year. Between the 16th of December 2016 and the 15th of January 2017, Moscow held the fourth journey to Christmas. During the festival, the whole city came alive. Public places became even more attractive, with bright and beautiful festive decorations. Festival sites were open till 3 a.m. on New Year's Eve. Also, the best artists from Russia, France and Italy set up lighting installations in the streets, creating more than 400 light fixtures, 3 gigantic light balls, 6 merry-go-rounds and 144 decorated trees. A big skating rink was installed in Teatralnaya Square. The venues held well-known performances like the Nutcracker, Swan Lake, Cipollino and Snow White twice a day. 50 figure skating stars were members of the casts. What's more, different educational projects, concerts, masterclasses, quests and sports competitions were open to all. There was also a Christmas fair in which 15 countries took part. Among them were Belgium, China, Czech Republic, Greece, India, Italy, Latvia, Mexico, Morocco, Peru and Spain. 40 regions of Russia also brought their local products to the fair. These included Tver Oblast, Astrakhan Oblast, Murmansk Oblast, Kaliningrad Oblast, Republic of Karelia, Orenburg Oblast, Nizhny Novgorod Oblast, Vladimir Oblast, Tula Oblast, Ivanovo Oblast, and many others. Participants of the project Active Citizen voted on how the festival should be organized and what goods should be sold. Muscovites chose traditional goods like sweets, souvenirs, and Christmas decorations. Lots of restaurants and cafes took part in the festival too. Among them were Cafe Pushkin, a Beverly Hills restaurant chain, Porto Mykonos, a Greek restaurant, Lavka Lavka, a farmer's chain, and Tchaikovsky, a cafe. The restaurants prepared exclusive menus that included traditional Christmas dishes and drinks. The menus changed each week. Visitors to the fair had the chance to drink traditional hot drinks prepared according to an old recipe. We had the chance to see an exciting entertainment program with performances by street dancers and actors. A lot of well-known crews took part in the fun. Among the brightest shows were Pulsar Show, Pandora Show, Anastasia Oberteva's Theatre, pyrotechnic shows and shows by Bright People and Tall Brothers. Competitions and quests were organised at 17 sites for those wishing to stay active and warm in the cold. 50,000 participants at the Christmas Quest were awarded prizes and festival goers were encouraged to visit interactive family programmes. Moscow's best children's projects presented 3,000 masterclasses and entertainment programmes. Among them were Masterslavl, the town of masters, Kidberg, a town of professions, Koliban Pro, a technical creativity workshop, SM47, a carpentry club, and Bosco's creative clubs. Charity events took place as well. Ksenia Alferova and Igor Beroev's foundation, Ya Est, organized masterclasses on making toys and decoration. Another charity event, organized by Polina Tomashik, Yusupova's project, KindPost, gave festival goers the opportunity to get an illustrated postcard and send it to their loved ones. Moreover, Liza Azamasova's foundation held a workshop of good ideas where everyone could make gifts for elderly people in nursing homes. It was a unique experience.